fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks. On Tuesday, the 8th day of October, year of our Lord 2019, welcome to the John Moore Show. We begin our shows with something that's highly unlikely to happen in most schools in Oakland, California. I think it's probably non-existent. That would be the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Prepper tip of the day, we're going to expand on this. We're going to have open lines the first hour, by the way. Want to encourage all of you to check out the Appleseed Project. I'm at their website right now, appleseedinfo.org. I say again, appleseedinfo.org. Like I said a moment ago, we'll have open lines this first hour, top of the hour. The second hour, we'll have a gentleman, we are calling him Billy Bob, going to give us a first-hand report on some things he's observed, and we'll follow up with Leon Green. Appleseed. They've been around for a number of years. I've got to talk to the founder of Appleseed several times, and here's how they begin at their website. It says, skilled marksmanship, an American tradition. They say the following: you can't write the story of America without including several chapters about the skill and bravery of our forefathers. On April 19th, 1775, at Lexington and Concord, Massachusetts, American colonists stood with muskets in hand and faced down the British forces that were trying to seize their arms. The colonists did it with grit, determination, and superior marksmanship. They were real marksmen, nobly and ably putting their skills on the line in the pursuit of liberty. We are the descendants of these fearless men and women who earned our freedom on the battlefield. We honor their pursuit of liberty by passing along the skills and knowledge that aided them in securing it. Today's rifleman understands that owning and mastering a rifle is part of his father, his or her American heritage, excuse me. Whether you're a new shooter or a seasoned marksman, Project Appleseed can help transform you from a person with a rifle into a principled and skilled rifleman. On the John Moore Radio Show, we have a lot of things to address when it comes to marksmanship. We address both ends of the spectrum. My guest Monday, Sam Andrews, is a world-class marksman, a world-class rifle builder. He's on a first-name basis with the movers and shakers in the industry concerning rifles, optics, ammunition, training, and he is one of them. He is one of them. And what we talk about on Mondays largely applies to people who already have skills and want to take those skills to a higher level. Today we're going to talk more about the average guy and the average gal who has little, if any, skills. They're just novices, just getting started, which applies to many veterans, by the way. The majority of veterans have very marginal skills with a rifle. And that's what we're going to talk about here when it comes to Appleseed. So here on their website, it says find Appleseed events by state. So I'll click on that. And here's a map of the 50 states, including Alaska and Hawaii. We have a lot of listeners in all over the country. Let's just go to Montana, and I'll click on there, see what we have coming up. Okay, and find an event. Okay, well, Montana, maybe this is not a good place to start. Let's go back here a little bit. See, I'm doing this extemporaneously. I didn't really plan this in advance. I know there's some in Missouri. Okay, find an event. Okay, maybe that's not the best place to be. Yeah, here we go. Okay, click on that. Bench Rest Rifle Club, I've been there. Looks like they got an upcoming event this coming weekend in Wright City, October 12th and 13th. Their website is shootingstl.com. It's shootingsierratangolima.com. They got a special notice there that a certain model of Smith & Wesson pistol is not allowed at the on the range. Okay, so we'll go back here and check this map out again. The new map. You want the new map. They haven't cleaned up their website yet. I'm just going to look at some of these states here. We got Washington, Oregon, California, Nevada, Idaho. None in Montana, by the way. None in Utah. It looks like about three in Wyoming, three in Colorado, three in Arizona. Nevada has one. New Mexico has about two or three. It looks like might be in Texas. None in Kansas, Nebraska, South Dakota, or North Dakota. One in Missouri. We got Iowa, Minnesota. There's a couple. Wisconsin. Looks like about four. This one, it looks like maybe none in Illinois, one in Indiana on the border of Illinois. Michigan has a bunch, looks like six up there. Ohio has four. Down there at the intersection of Kentucky and Virginia, looks like there's one. North Carolina has one. Tennessee, Georgia, Alabama, Tennessee, there's a cluster of them there. Florida has a bunch. Florida does have a bunch, looks like one, two, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. Looks like about 15 events there in Florida. Texas has about 5, it looks like. Oklahoma, a couple. You need to check this out yourself and find one, hopefully it's near you. If you're in Montana, you're going to have a drive. You'll be going to Idaho, it looks like. and sign up. And I haven't been to one of these. I've read about them for years. I've talked to instructors who are work these projects, and they have fun. They go through special training in two areas. One is marksmanship with rifles, and the other is training in our American heritage concerning the American Revolution and what really took place then. The cost is relatively insignificant. Let's see if I can get down to the cost here pick one out and see what the cost would be. Let's just pick one out here in Wyoming and pick it out. Okay. See if they have any listing of the cost here. Miscellaneous, 600-yard range. Okay, I'm not seeing the cost here. It isn't leaping off the page at me. They don't want you to bring your firearms in loaded. Upcoming event. Okay, let's just click on that. Tickets are not refundable. Looks like, okay, this is for instructors. If a range fee, $5 per day per person. And then there's a membership fee that's $25. And, okay, I'm not seeing any other costs involved here. These costs are relatively insignificant compared to the knowledge you get, compared to the training you get. Good quality training at a very reasonable price, and it's fun. You see photographs here at their website of Appleseed Project. You'll see that these guys and gals have obviously had some fun that day. Let's go on programs here. Marksmanship clinics. These events were typically two-day programs that teach rifle marksmanship skills that were once commonly practiced. Our instructors put in nearly 200 hours of training so they can teach the skills that will one day allow a rifleman to be accurate out to 500 yards. This distance is known as a traditional rifleman's quarter mile, and it's been part of America's marksmanship repertoire since our country's earliest days. During breaks, we'll tell you the true story of the earliest days of our nation, including the detailed events of April 19th, 1775. You may be surprised by what you hear. Whether you've never fired a rifle before or are already a competitive shooter, no one comes to an Appleseed Project ever leaves the same. The new skills, the history, and the friendships are inspiring and life-changing. Now, 500 yards is a quarter mile. And actually, just let's see, 440 yards is a quarter mile. So it's just more than a quarter mile. But that's close enough. Five football fields, 500 yards. That's a pretty good chunk of space to put a piece of lead downrange and have any expectation at all of hitting anything. I would say that most servicemen and servicewomen can't do that. The majority of them can't do that. And these little carbines they're carrying around, these M16s, are really not going to do very good at that range anyway. But they're finally changing it out. We've talked about that in the past, how they're finally going to abandon that 5.56 NATO cartridge. Big mistake. A half century's worth of big mistake there. Then they have what they call Known Distance Appleseed, a weekend-long program that teaches the secrets of shooting out to 400 yards, including target detection and ranging, measuring and compensating for wind, scopes and reticles, MOAs and mils, boxing your sights, battle sight zero, and come-ups, and much more. Since this material requires previous exposure to skills taught in an Appleseed, only students have been at least one Appleseed can attend the Known Distance Appleseed. Experienced shooters will find that shooting successfully at rifleman distances is a major confidence builder and an opportunity not to be missed. All right, I should mention, we got, if any of you have been to an Appleseed, Just give us a call at 800-313-9443. Rifleman's Boot Camp. This is a comprehensive week-long program that builds the skills required of previous Appleseeds and known distance Appleseeds. Rifleman's Boot Camp puts you on the fast track to becoming a rifleman or an Appleseed instructor. The training consists of classroom instruction, range safety instruction, and marksmanship from various distances. You'll learn the basics of shooting at 25 yards and how these same principles translate into shots at 100, 200, 300, and 400 yards away. During this intense week, you'll have the chance to get to know your dedicated volunteer instructors and your fellow students really well on the way to forging lifelong bonds and friendships. In the words of one of our RBC graduates, if you don't have one of the best times of your life at this boot camp, something is seriously wrong with you. Well, that's a long time to spend in training, a week. Next, they go on to what they call the lady seeds. For many women, I would say almost all women, a rifle range is an unfamiliar and potentially intimidating territory, which is why we created Lady Seeds. A lady seed is an apple seed designed specifically for women. It offers the opportunity for women to shoot, share, and get to know each other in a comfortable learning environment. Of course, women who attend a Lady Seed event will learn much more about how to fire a rifle. They also learn American heritage and how women actively aided in the fight for America's freedom. When you attend a Lady Seed, it's our hope that you'll leave with new friends, a renewed sense of country, and an enhanced sense of responsibility. And they have a photograph there of a couple of young women in a seated position shooting their rifles. Now we go to the last one on here, and they call this Liberty Seeds. We all learn about the Revolutionary War in school, where it was fought, who fired the first shots, and Paul Revere's famous ride. But is what we learn in school the whole story, or in some cases, even the real story? The Revolutionary War Veterans Association is a group of volunteers who will shed new light on the story of how our nation was born, the story that historians have discovered. The Revolutionary War Veterans Association representatives will bring the events of April 19th, 1775, a day that some will call the most important day of American history to life. Along the way, they'll reveal some historical facts that might surprise you, like the following. Who fired the famous shot heard around the world? I don't know that. What's the name of the obscure location where the Revolutionary War really began? And next bullet point. How were colonists able to break the British line at Concord's North Bridge in under 2 minutes? They probably attacked is what they did. I don't know. The Revolutionary War Veterans Association invites you to experience a Liberty Seed event where they will recount the happenings leading up to the birth of our nation. Liberty Seeds are free and open to anyone. If you have a group that's interested in hosting a Liberty Seed, no matter where you live in the U.S., please contact us. Well, it's not a day involving range time, although they've got a photograph here of a man in what looks like somewhat period costume. I don't think they had blue jeans in 1775 or any baseball caps, but he's got a musket, and it's being fired there. So I don't know what all this entails, if they just bring instructors and teachers to your location, or if they actually have a range set up and demonstrate these 200-plus-year-old rifles being shot, rifles and muskets. I think the majority of Americans had rifles, by the way, while the majority of the Brits, all the Brits, had muskets. What's the difference? Well, a rifle has rifling in it. That's the inside of the barrel has these. And we have a break. We'll be right back. Thank you.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
All right, we are back. Listen, and we're back. Garrett Morgan on Monday, on Tuesday, the 8th day of October, the 8th day of October, Tuesday. My website is thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. We are going on a cruise, R&R. It will be romantic if you choose it to be. Valentine's Day is right in the middle of the cruise. It's going to be a lot of fun. I'll be there. Leon Green will be there. We're patiently waiting to find out if Sam Andrews and his wife can go. She's waiting on her employer to give her the green light for those days off for vacation time. We'll see. In the meantime, we're going to go. This cruise will happen. We leave Florida Sunday the 9th of February, return a week later on Saturday the 16th. We'll get together for dinner every evening. We'll have some get-togethers during the day for exchanging information and have some a little bit of training. It'll be fun training, nothing really intense. Yeah, there's 20 restaurants on this ship, the Harmony of the Seas. This is the biggest cruise ship that there is. They don't make any. There's some being built that are larger, but in terms of what's on the seas right now, this is as big as it gets, the Harmony of the Seas. Be a lot of fun. Hope you can join us. You need to reserve your cabin by the end of the month. If you don't, well, that opportunity's gone. If you don't have internet access, I know many of you don't, you'd like to have our cruise director, Betsy Murphy, mail you a nice full-color brochure. Give Betsy a call at 636-530-9900. 6363-530-9502. I say again, 6365309502. We're talking about the Appleseed Project. Taking your questions, calls, and comments here at Republic Broadcasting at 800-313-9443. Becoming an instructor for Appleseed is a lot of work. These men and women are not paid anything. They do this as a volunteer effort because they love it. That's their passion. And they say part teacher, part storyteller. Becoming an Appleseed instructor isn't easy, but does offer its own unique set of rewards. After all, shooting instruction is only part of the job. The other part is being able to reconnect students with the people and events that helped shape our country, along with the ideals that we all hope to preserve from that time. To become eligible for Appleseed Project, a shooter must attend at least two Appleseeds and achieve a score of 210 or better on the Appleseed qualification test while shooting from multiple positions. If it's determined that a potential candidate has the skills and temperament to become an Appleseed instructor, he or she may receive the orange hat of an instructor in training. Then their fun really begins. Appleseed Project is only good as its instructors. For that reason, it takes a lot for an individual to learn the coveted instructor's red hat. As everyone who attends an Appleseed event quickly learns, the training and hands-on experience of Appleseed instructors result in an experience and level of excellence that's hard to find anywhere else. I've got a large audience, literally all over the world, literally. I'm an international speaker. I can say that because I did speak in Europe. I hope to be back there possibly next year, we'll see. But here in the United States, we have a cultural crisis going on. We have a political crisis going on. Men I know and work with, men I know personally, such as Steve Quayle, Dave Hodges, Paul Martin, Steve Ben Nunn, my friend Sam Andrews. We, all of us, are in consensus that there's a strong possibility. Nothing's definite. A strong possibility of widespread civil disorder sometime soon. I was hoping we'd have a year. I don't know that we have a year. I don't. The reports I'm getting right now are very alarming, quite frankly, about a time frame, about what's going to happen and when. If we have 12 months, I'll take that. We may have a month and have no choice. I'm working on under the belief that 1 month is a possibility, and I hope to have 12 months. And I'll deal with either one. If the civil disorder is in our face 3 to 4 weeks from now, I'll deal with that. If we have a year before it happens, I'll certainly accept that and deal with it when the time comes. I encourage all of you to have a similar attitude. Your attitude, of course, is your choice. I respect that. But just think about this. What would you do if civil disorder broke out the last week of October? What would you do? Do you have a plan? Is it a viable plan that is backed up by reality, things that you're capable of doing to protect life and liberty and property? Those are the questions I ask you. Here's our bottom of the hour break. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We have a special promotion going on at Republic Broadcasting. This is a fundraiser for Republic Broadcasting involving the Energy Cleaner. Mail me a postcard. My address is at my website at thelibertyman.com. We pick a postcard every other Thursday. When your postcard is drawn out, you get to buy an Energy Cleaner for $215 instead of $285, $70 discount. $200 goes to Republic Broadcasting. You also get a 10% discount on my mattress pads. So get those postcards in, put your name, your telephone number, your email address on there, and when your postcard is drawn, you get to get an Energy Cleaner for $215 instead of $285. Mattress pads, 10% off. Help us out at Republic Broadcasting and help yourself to get an Energy Cleaner at a deep discount. It's a win-win situation for everybody. We hope you can get these postcards in soon. Thank you very much.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or to speak with a trained consultant, give Angioprim a call at 954-882-7221. That's 954-882-7221.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
All right, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Tuesday, the 8th of October. This year is quickly slipping away. My website is thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. I'm a big fan of Mike Adams, have been for quite a few years. I was hoping to meet Mike in Dallas when I was speaking down there. He was supposed to be there and didn't make it. However, he's been publishing some articles recently that I believe are so important that I've placed on my website. The new one was just posted yesterday. It's right below on my website at thelibertyman.com. It's right below the image of me receiving the Prague Peace Prize in Prague, Czech Republic. Right below that, it says, Mike Adams, there are no real whistleblowers, just deep state operatives trying to pull off a coup before the Brennan/Comey/Clinton crimes explode and onto the scene. You need to read this article. If you haven't, you really, really need to read it. I've been warning people for, well, more than 20 years now on various topics on the radio. I started part-time radio in 1995 with WGNU 920 on the AM dialer in St. Louis. That's where I got my initial training as a radio talk show host. At 5, it was a live call-in show, 5 incoming lines, no pre-screening. And there was about 30 or more hosts down there. Each one had, we had a lot of our individual mailbox where we received whatever was coming through the mail to us. And it got to be kind of a standing joke among the staff and the talk show host there that we all knew when it was a full moon because of the types of calls we got during the full moon every month. Regardless, read Mike Adams' story. Seriously, you need to read this. Mike's got it nailed. He talks about what's happened in the recent past, what's happening right now, what will happen in the future. And I need to check Mike's website every day to see if there's another article I need to post, but that one's in very important. Also, my website, of course, if you have arthritis pain, I have something there that'll help you. If you have joint pain, back pain, the same thing. If you're not sleeping every night as soundly as a small child like I do every night, the same thing will help you. That's called the Energy Cleaner. I do use mine every night. I've been using mine every night for years. I wake up pain-free in the morning with having been well-rested, ready to meet the challenges of the day. That's good in normal times and hard times during civil disorder. It could literally be a matter of life or death to be well-rested and pain-free after whatever sleep you can get, because sleep will become a big issue during a crisis. Trust me, it will. So study up on Energy Cleaner at my website. There's a drop-down menu under products. You hit the drop-down menu there, and then you'll see the Energy Cleaner looks like the number 5 down from the top. And you can read about the patent application information, the testimonials from people like Steve Whitman. I talked to Steve yesterday. He may be on next week. I'll be talking to him next week to see about him coming on my show. We're at the 6th anniversary, October the 1st, 6 years ago. He was shot 3 times with a .45 caliber pistol, twice in the chest, once in the right hand. And he gives the Energy Cleaner and myself credit for saving his life. It's a very touching story, to say the least. Energy Cleaner is $285, shipping included. And to give you some peace of mind, I offer a 90-day money-back guarantee on the Energy Cleaner. Mattress pads that go with it, they vary in price. I just got 6 more in yesterday. I got everything in stock, ready for immediate shipment. The mattress pads vary in price. We got the twin size, full, queen, king, California King, the handy travel size. So check it out. You can place your order right there using PayPal, MasterCard, Visa. The reason PayPal is so secure is the following. You don't give up your credit card information. That's why it's so secure. There's nothing to steal because you haven't given up your credit card information when you use PayPal. If you don't have internet access, you want to place an order for an Energy Cleaner and a mattress pad, call my toll-free order line 24 hours a day. Very nice and polite and well-trained men and women in my hometown, St. Louis, not in Manila, Philippines, or India. That toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Almost everybody listening to me needs improvement in their marksmanship skills. Very few don't. The ones that don't have... They already have fairly decent skills. Well, they could be improved. If you've hit your deer every year for years in the past, that shows you're a marksman. If you want to be a world-class marksman, then there's room for improvement in terms of training and equipment. But if you're a novice or don't have lots of experience, especially combat experience, Appleseed will help you. Appleseed Project is the real deal. It is, they've been around for years now. They have an excellent track record of helping men and women get these skills at almost no cost. The men and women who are instructors, they're volunteers. They aren't paid a penny. They may be reimbursed for expenses if they have to travel. I don't know about that. They should be. Certainly, if they have to travel, especially stay overnight someplace, that adds up pretty quick. Regardless, they're volunteers, and they do this because they love what they're doing. They love their country. They love our history. They want to see other Americans get the training that they need to protect life, liberty, and property. That's why they do this. Pure and simple. Now, there's a social aspect to it, of course, both for the instructors and the students. You'll meet interesting men and women. You may make some friends. You may make one or two lifelong friends. That's certainly a possibility. It's not why people go to these things. It's kind of a side issue. But there's a photograph here of, it looks like just over a dozen men and women near a statue of a patriot there. Get these skills. Take a weekend. I know these weekends are precious. We got 52 weekends a year, and each one is precious. Sometimes we do things that don't amount to a hill of beans on these weekends. Sometimes it's very important. But you know, take a weekend of your life, find the Appleseed Clinic event near your home. Hopefully you won't have to drive several hundred miles. If you're in some of these states, it looks like you might. It's kind of ironic that people in the middle of the country, in the out west, where there's lots of marksmen and lots of hunting taking place, they don't have any Appleseed projects. I do find that interesting. That, you know, there's a line of states there all in a row: Kansas, Nebraska, South Dakota, North Dakota. And just to the left of that, Wyoming, where there's no Appleseed events. But that's okay. That's okay. If it has enough value, you'll drive Friday to get to the venue and be ready for Saturday morning. Whatever it takes. If it has a value for you, you will do that. You will make whatever sacrifice it takes in terms of traveling and lodging expense and food expense, whatever it is. There's a lot, and the cost of the event itself is insignificant. You may end up spending more on travel and lodging than you do on the event itself. If there's any lodging expense at all, it'll be more than the event. But I'm here to tell you, it's worth it. If you're a novice when it comes to marksmanship, I don't care if you've been in the military. If you just had basic training in the Army, you're a novice. If you just had basic training in the Navy or the Air Force, you're really a novice. The Marines are an exception. The Marines train riflemen. If you've been a Marine, you're a rifleman by definition. And if you're a former Marine, you may want to go to one of these events anyway. Take your daughter or your son with you. You know, youngsters have a lot of fun at these events. And you former Marines, you may not be learning much about marksmanship, but you'll learn some things about American history you didn't know before. I can almost guarantee it. There's something for everybody at these events. You do not want, if you can, avoid it. You don't want to go into a crisis owning a rifle and not being properly trained to use it. You really don't. That would be a massive mistake. It would be a terrible mistake. And hopefully you won't do that. I was looking at the map here. We've got no event in Vermont, but right next door at New Hampshire, and then right next door in New York State, and then down in Massachusetts. Anti-Gun Massachusetts has an Appleseed event. Well, it's very fitting that the place where this all began, Concord in Lexington, Massachusetts, that they have at least one Appleseed event. how ironic that the state that has been the home of more firearms being manufactured for a longer period of time than any state in the Union has become so anti-gun. How ironic is that? The place where the revolution began, when the Brits demanded that the Americans hand over their weaponry, has become anti-gun. I should mention there's a Walt Disney film back before Disney was taken over by the homosexuals, titled Johnny Tremaine. I think it was made in the 1950s. It's a well-done movie. It has a teenage love story in it. But the when they show the events of April 19th, 1775, they actually do a somewhat accurate historical portrayal of what happened there. Somewhat. It's not perfect, but I'm not aware of any theatrical production, Hollywood production, that's got it any better. If there is one, I'd like to know about it. There probably are documentaries that got it better, but as far as a Hollywood drama, a movie, this is probably about as good as it gets. One thing that I noticed about the film that is historically accurate, following the battles at Lexington and Concord, the British Army was marching back to Boston, and the Americans were running up ahead and setting up sniper positions and sniping at them as they marched along. That did happen, and the movie does show that. And that just shows tenacity on the part of the Americans that they would continue to engage the British soldiers as they were marching back to their headquarters in Boston, Massachusetts. And I say, good for them. Good for them. And the movie does a job of these guys. They didn't have horses. They were just running on foot. And they'd hide behind fences and trees and rocks, whatever they could hide behind, and take a shot at the Brits. And just one shot. And maybe three or four guys take one shot each. And then melt into the forest and run ahead, because the Brits were marching. They weren't really running. They were marching fairly slow. So the Americans could run and get pretty far ahead of them and set up the next ambush point. And as I said before, good for them. Good for them. I understand the American Army still has a British flag captured during the war that Britain has periodically asked to be returned, and the U.S. Army refuses to return it. A flag captured during the Revolutionary War. You're all busy. I know you're all busy. You got work. You got family obligations. You got church obligations. You got social events. You got fun things you want to do. All those things are true. Of course they are. It's just normal. Scheduling an event like Appleseed is unusual. It takes away from your normal routine, but it does raise to the level, I believe, of that kind of importance to make the sacrifice, to spend the time, spend the money, and get some good quality training at a very reasonable price. Now, you may want to advance to Freedom Center USA at some point in the future. I encourage you to do that. In the meantime, with the things I'm hearing, I believe that getting a higher level of competence with your rifle would be very wise. Hopefully you won't need those skills. Hopefully you won't. If you read what Dave Hodges is writing, and I know Dave pretty well. He was here on Republic Broadcasting, is where I got to meet him. And we talk privately when we need to. We have a mutual friend, my friend Paul Martin, that I talk to Paul at least once or twice a week. Dave's doing some excellent reporting about the deep state, about the United Nations, about the plot to destroy this country. Every man and every woman out there listening to me who both has a rifle and is competent with it can help preserve our republic. And that's what it's going to come down to, is preservation of the republic. Certainly you want to protect your family. That's a given, and I expect you to do so, on one hand. On the other, preservation of the republic is not optional. It really is not optional. And we need to wake up, smell the coffee, and get everybody trained up. Make sure you've got a rifle suitable to defend life with, plenty of ammunition, and you're competent to shoot the darn thing. That would be wise, don't you think? I believe so. Don't be intimidated. I know many men, many women feel intimidated by rifles, by men who own rifles, by the rifles themselves. They're unfamiliar and feel intimidated going to a range, you know, where they're afraid somebody will make fun of them because they don't know what they're doing. Generally, that doesn't happen. It's been my experience. The senior shooters at any range are usually helpful and will gladly help out any way they can. I should mention, along these lines, I've got a concealed carry class coming up Saturday, November 2nd. If you want to attend that, you need to contact Sam Andrews and make a reservation down there at Freedom Center, USA. Telephone number down there is 417-718-2597. Be right back.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield Tactical Bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
All right, we are back. Let's jump into Aaron Moore here on Tuesday, the 8th of October. This concealed carry class on Saturday, the 2nd of November. I'm the instructor. Sam Andrews will be my assistant instructor. We spend 8 hours together. You'll learn very important things, things that will help you in your daily life when it comes to defending life. And that's what it's all about, is defending innocent life. When you may, and when you may not, use deadly force. That's the heart of the class, and that's what we spend a lot of time on. When you may and when you may not use deadly force. If you're a novice coming in there, you'll learn the basics of firearm safety, how to safely load and unload a pistol, how to carry the pistol, how to hit what you're aiming at. Most men and women who come there do get an improvement, if they're experienced shooters, an improvement in their marksmanship. You won't find a higher level of instruction or knowledge in a one-day class for $120 anywhere. It's a lot of information packed into that short period of time. We start at 8 o'clock in the morning. We're done by 4 p.m., and it's a lot. The state of Missouri controls what I instruct, and I follow the state of Missouri's guidelines to a T. You'll leave there with knowledge that is very important. Your marksmanship will be improved. You'll also take with you the copies of two pertinent Missouri statutes concerning proper use of deadly force and the concealed weapons statute in the state of Missouri. And it'll be fun. We have some humor in there and levity. We take a lunch break in the middle of the day for a little bit, and I'm looking forward to it. So if you want to join Sam Andrews and I for this concealed carry class on Saturday, November the 2nd, you need to call up Sam and make a reservation. That telephone number down there at Freedom Center USA is 417-718-2597. I say again, 417-718-2597. And I'm looking forward to it. I didn't do any classes for more than 2 years. Missouri changed their concealed carry statute a couple of years ago. This is actually the third year, where you no longer need a concealed carry permit to carry a firearm concealed. I don't agree with that. It's more than just another source of income for me. I've been a criminal defense investigator since 1973, and I know the consequences of improper use of a firearm. I've dealt with them professionally. And the average man and the average woman simply does not know the parameters of when they may and when they may not use deadly force. So, and Missouri's concealed carry permit is good in many, many, I don't have the list of the states in front of me, but it's more than half the 50 states the Missouri concealed carry permit is good in. So that's a good thing, too. Top of the hour break. Okay.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.